This week saw the presidential campaign pushed to the sidelines by events in Iraq and by the commission investigating the September 11th terror attacks. President Bush spent most of the week at his ranch in Texas, and when Democratic challenger John Kerry went to several cities to talk about the economy, he found it hard to get much attention. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has been with the Kerry campaign and has this report from Chicago.
John Kerry walks into the wood shop at the Greater Westtown Training Center. The converted industrial brick building is full of machines and dust. Five students are standing by one massive machine, waiting to shake hands with the candidate.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
The center teaches woodworking for cabinetry and other skills. The idea is to get laid-off workers new jobs they should be able to count on. Terrence Alexander was a mechanics assistant, but got laid off a year and a half ago. Now he's in the center's shipping and receiving program.
Well, they're teaching us about how to be on time, first off, and teaching us about the UPS system, trying to get guys to get their certification on forklift.
The director of Westtown, Bill Levy, says it costs about $8,000 to retrain each laid-off worker, and there's a waiting list to get in. But in the past 2 years, Levy tells Kerry, the center has had to cut back.
We've lost about 65% of our federal dollars over the
years. How much were you getting from the federal government?
This program was 90% federally funded, and now we're maybe 10% federally funded. And the state, of course, because of the economic problems across the country, state revenues are way down, state budgets are challenged, and we're dying to keep the state money.
After touring the center, Kerry takes questions from students and training center employees gathered in another wood shop. Question after question is about manufacturing, about jobs going overseas, about retraining programs. Kerry tells the crowd not to be deceived by President Bush's recent pledge to devote more federal money to centers like Westtown.
The fact is that over the last 3.5 years, 4 years, George Bush has cut $1 billion from job training across this country. And when I am president, I promise you, I am putting jobs first in America. That's what we're going to do.
Trainee Terrence Alexander was among those in the crowd who liked what they heard.
I'm not really into politics that big. I haven't voted for a while, but he seems like this guy I would possibly give my vote to. You know, this guy who gets some things done for the people in the country, as opposed to just giving us lip service.
Earlier this week, Kerry gave a speech in Washington about the hard choices a president would have to make to cut the federal budget deficit, choices that would pit defense and homeland security against health care and job training. At least one trainee here seemed to anticipate those choices in responding to Kerry's speech today. Cesar Martinez Servidor said he came to Westtown after being laid off months ago from his job hanging drywall. When candidates are campaigning, they promise a lot, says Martinez Servidor, and sometimes things don't become a reality. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Chicago.